Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We are live. It's 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. down here in Texas. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio live. All things trucking and then some. You can check us out. Like I said, call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Or just check us out on YouTube Live. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody joining us there. And just let's Friday free-for-all. That's what we call it. We're going over a couple of things that we talked about this week on the past episodes and what we did and what we discussed and kind of things. And, you know, if you got anything to say, let me know. Like I said, it's 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Before we go any further, I wanted to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Load-to-Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. There you go. That's the outfit right there we're talking about. It's Load to Ride Transportation. It's a great trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. I know a couple of the drivers that drive for them over there, and they're always busy. So if you're looking for a place where you can stay busy, they do all the stuff. They do the expedited. They got lift gates. They do special handling. They got hazmat. You know, they do all the stuff for the customers. So basically, it's one of those things where, yeah, you might work a little harder, but guess what? You're going to stay busy. You're going to make more money. You know, it's one of those things, everybody says the grass is greener on the other side. Well, yeah, because it's mowed twice as much. It's busy. It's working. So check them out. Like I said, Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. Or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And we appreciate all of their support for Redneck and Eyes. So there's a couple of things we were talking about. One of the things that I remember talking about yesterday was, and it comes to find out, it's like the top deal for the YouTube trucking news. If you went into trucking news on Google and said, hey, what's the top news story? It is the sleeping instructor at the truck driving school down in Florida. That's the top story. Of course, it's a video report, everything like that. There's video. There's, lawyer talking about trying to get the guy's money back. And come to find out, he didn't get all of his money back. He paid like $5,000 for the school to take the test and get trained. And all they did was give him $800 so he can go somewhere else and take the test again, which he did. And he got a CDL. You know, he was already an experienced tow truck driver. He just didn't have a CDL, so he needed a truck driving school to do that. And basically, the guy, he's got a video of him. He's driving. So automatically, they're like, oh, you're taking a video using a cell phone while you're driving. Well, yeah, because he was trying to get a video documentation of his instructor napping, basically. So, you know, that's one of the top deals. So if you go into Google, we put the link on our YouTube channel. And you know what? We'll reshare that link on our deal here. Let's, okay, we don't have to do that. So, yeah, we'll reshare that link on this YouTube video. Go over here and over here. And we'll go down here. And we'll just, boom, there it is. So it's on the YouTube channel there. You can go check them out. We're going to pull up and make sure we get all that. If you want to do any kind of comments and all that, we appreciate that on YouTube. You know, YouTube has been great for us. Drivers commenting, sharing, liking our videos. We got videos, different videos talking about life on the road. We got a lot of different videos talking to the four-wheelers about how to drive around big trucks. So that's one of the great things we've been talking about on there. So appreciate everybody going and checking those out. And, you know, if you got anything to add, just let me know. You know, one of the top videos that we got out there right now is just the interaxial differential. And we've got several videos here on the radio show where we've got drivers calling in talking about their experiences with the interaxial differential, locking differential, and the differences that you can see with all that stuff. So that's one of the things that you see on there that we got going on that. So go check that out. Like I said, that's on YouTube, and we appreciate everybody doing that for us. A couple of other stories we were talking about is just, you know, the AB5 rule, brokers taking advantage of drivers. We got C.H. Robinson had a case where they got held responsible for crash. So, you know, a lot of things coming down on the news and everything. And of course, just life on the road. All I can say is that I think we're getting into the season where you might get a lot of late summer storms here, especially here in Texas. So we might start getting a lot of rain. So be careful with that. And always remember, no matter what, okay, no matter what time of day it is, if it's raining, turn your headlights on. Everybody, turn your headlights on, okay? We used to have those daytime running lights. Nowadays, you know, we've got that little stream of like a little LED band going across the top of the light, or it's like outlining the headlight, okay? That's not enough, right? That doesn't light up enough. You know, some of the cars do, some of the cars don't. You know, daytime running lights are like that too. The daytime running lights were always like really dim. So when it started raining and getting dark, so basically just rule of thumb, just make sure your headlights are on. A lot of cars have the automatic lights where if it gets dark enough, the lights come on. You know, just check that out. And you can always tell your dash should have an indicator light whether or not your lights are on or not. So you need to always make sure, you know, make sure they're just on when it's raining, especially if it's raining hard. If you see spray coming off the back of those trucks where it's just getting all over the place, just make sure you understand that. And we've got videos on YouTube talking about that too, where when you're driving in the rain and you see a big truck going down the highway and he sees all of that, you see all that spray coming up from all the tires and wheels and especially off the back, and you see it spraying around, dancing around back there behind the truck, that you cannot see through that in a mirror. So the truck driver, he's looking in the mirror, all he sees is that spray. So when your headlights are not on, the driver cannot see you if your headlights are not on. So turn them on and the driver can see you. That way, if they need to maneuver, change lanes, stuff like that, you know, they're looking. And what it is they're always looking. So if you see driver in the right lane and you're coming up and you don't have your headlights on, well, they don't know you're back there at all. And then as you get closer, they still don't know you're back there. So just check it out. Like I said, make sure your headlights are on at all times. And then, of course, at night, you know, high beams are like the worst thing in the rain. Worst thing in the snow, too. I remember truck drivers will tell you when it's snowing and you turn your high beams on, that's like you're in warp speed. You know, everything's coming right at you. And the light is just making the snow brighter coming off the ground and everything. So yeah, high beams don't work. You know, fog lights, that's why fog lights are low. They're pointed to the ground. They light up the ground. And that's what the main thing you need to be able to see is the ground. You need to see the ground, the lines on the road, and then the other lights are shined out there so that you can see stuff coming up. That's why lights, tail lights, you know, a lot of times also too, going back to daytime running lights doesn't necessarily turn your tail lights on. So maybe there needs to be, hey, car manufacturers out there, have an indicator light saying, you know, hey, your headlights are on and your tail lights are also on too. Back in the day, whenever you would see truck drivers getting in the truck and there would be switches all over, you know, these days there's not too many switches. It looks like a car where, you know, you got the headlights and you got the windshield wipers and you got a couple of little buttons for the different little features. Back in the day, man, you had a whole big dash full of switches and you're like, what are all those switches for? Well, because you had so many wires and the truck was so big, and you had so many problems with different lights. And sometimes you would say, are those lights working? Are those lights not working? When one light is out, is it the wire? Is it not the wire? Is it the light? Is it not the light? Is it somewhere in the truck and all that? So back in the day, because those things had to be fixed so often, they put individual switches for each individual set of lights. So you had, running lights for the truck, running lights for the trailer. You had tail lights for the trailer. You had, you know, all the different lights had different switches. That way the driver could go and they could make sure that if one light was out, they could flick a switch and say, okay, make sure that it's not the system, it's the light. Because a lot of times it's the system because we got wires everywhere. I mean, you've seen that also too. I don't know if anybody, drivers out there know, lights out. Oh crap, light is out. Does that mean we just need to find a light? So pop that light out, let's replace it. The new light we plug in doesn't work. Oh crap, what the hell? The actual plug is out, so we have to replace the plug. We go back there behind the trailer, you know, behind the wire. We start messing around back there. We find that the wire is stripped out or torn or frayed or you know, rusted out, coming apart. And you got to break out the electrical wiring kit and fix all that. You know, we got tape. We got what they call it, shrink wrap, stuff like that. We got to do it and get it fixed. So that's part of driving, part of trucking. So, yep, let's get it done. So, yeah, other than that, you know, like I said, coming around, it's that time of year where you're going to see a lot of rain and you're going to see just people not having their lights on. Of course, that's year-round kind of thing. So, you know, it's get your lights on. Turn your lights on. So breaking down to it, that's all we got to say about that is that when it's raining, you know, no matter what, turn your lights on. And then at nighttime, especially on the interstate, you don't need high beams. You know, high beams are for when you're out in the middle of nowhere and it's pitch black and there aren't any other vehicles around. So that's it. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. We're live every weekday, 7 p.m. Check it out. 515-602-9731. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I'm ready.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
He's found a dime, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. We're live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Or you can follow us along on YouTube Live. We're also on YouTube Live here also as well. Appreciate everybody joining us, following along with that. We're just talking about everything we talked about this week in news. This is our regular radio show. It's all things trucking and then some. You know, what do you got going on? So check it out. Like I said, it's 515-602-9731. be part of the conversation, just hit one, or you can listen along. This is Blog Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com, and then you search Redneck and Eyes, and it'll be on there, and that you can go listen to audio for the past episodes, or you, like I said, search on YouTube. All the links to all that is on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate all everybody doing that. The other thing you can do is get lists of our sponsors. And one of the great sponsors I wanted to mention was Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. They're the app. You download their app from the App Store. It's Trucker Tools. And you can see on there, it's got the icon for the app is like the circle with the T in the middle like that. It's red. And that's Trucker Tools. And you can download it from your App Store on the Android or the iPhones, anything like that. You can book freight, track freight. Or you can also, like, trip plan, where you can find out where your fuel stops are, truck stops, and get all the amenities and everything like that down on that for every different truck stop. Also, parking spots, different parking lots offer parking solutions to that. So you can get on there and look for those, too. And they also have where you can look up Walmarts. So instead of using a bunch of different apps, you just use the one app, Trucker Tools. And that's the app for truckers, Trucker Tools app. So appreciate all their support for Redneck and Eyes. So I wanted to just kind of review of what all has been going on there for, you know, what we talked about this week and everything. And one of the other things that we talked about yesterday was the C.H. Robinson brokers. You know, we talked about brokers a lot here in the last couple of weeks. One of our founders, Greg, he's one of those where he's leased on to a carrier. He's an owner-operator leased on to a carrier, but what he does is he books his own freight. I mean, he goes out to the load boards. He'll call up the brokers or whatever, and he can just look for whoever he wants, and he has the ability to do whatever he wants. And what he's finding out is these brokers, well, they hold it close, man. They don't want to give up any kind of money, you know, and they put it out there to you. And they'll book a load, like they'll put a load on a load board, and it'll be paying a lot of money. And then you call them up, and they say, no, that's not paying that. It's, you know, or that load's gone, but I got another load, you know, that kind of thing. And they want you on the phone, and then they tell you, hey, you do this for me right here, and I'll hook you up the next time. And see, that's the thing. It's like building relationships kind of thing. They don't care about that. They don't care about building relationships. They don't, okay? And you can find brokers that, I mean, you know, I'm saying they're all, not all bad, but 9 times out of 10, and I'll say, you know, you get a broker on the phone right now, and I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, you are in a swamp filled with, you know, if you think you're a good broker, hey, that's fine. You know, you can think that all you want. You know, you're just like all those politicians up there in Washington where, you think you're the good one. And everybody out here, we all know, hey, I got a good broker. My broker's good. My broker's good. Well, if your broker's good and the other guy's broker's good and the other guy's broker, but then you see how there's a lot of bad brokers out there. That's just like in politics with all of the everybody hates Congress. You know, my congressman's good, but everybody else is bad. Wait a minute. How is everybody's congressman the best congressman, but then the whole pool of Congress people are bad? How is that? So, yeah, there's got to be some kind of problems there. So we all know, you know, it's out there where you got to build relationships, but also it's out there where, you know, maybe they're not really interested in building relationships because they know that there's probably 10 other drivers. I told you this before too. You know, they don't have to treat you that well because there's 10 other drivers waiting to do what you're wanting to do. And they'll do it cheaper. They'll do it. They won't do it as good, but they'll do it cheaper, you know, and they'll do it for, you know, less, whatever you want, amenities, whatever, you know. You want certain home time, you want to work for a certain wage and all that, you know, you can go in there and demand all that stuff, and they might give it to you at first, but then they'll start trying to pull it back because they're realizing that, you know, they can't bring home the checks like they were bringing home with you. They need to find people that'll do it for cheap. That's what they want. So it's a process, you know, and it's hard. And we talked about it here with being regulated, you know, drivers are out here busting our butt, trying to deal with regulations and trying to be responsible. And then everybody else out there is trying to get us to do it faster, do it quicker, do it for less money. And come to find out, you can't do it that way because then you start cutting corners and with the regulations and responsibilities that you're under with, you know, logbooks and permits and just all around having a good operational equipment, you know, you got to get paid to take care of that stuff. It takes time to take care of that stuff. You can't, you know, I remember dispatchers, they'd be in the south side of Dallas. There'd be a driver at a window and he's like, hey, this guy here, he's ready to work. You got something for him? Yeah. Tell him to go over to Fort Worth and pick this load up. And he's like, well, it's got to be picked up in like 30 minutes. He's like, yeah. Go. Tell him, go. How's he going to, you can't go. you can't get from the south side of Dallas to the other side of Fort Worth in 30 minutes at 3:30 in the afternoon. Come on now. You know, but dispatchers are like that, man. They're like, go. Like, you know, don't sit on it all day. Okay. You know, they got a plan just like we got a plan. But when they don't plan, nobody's going to, you know, nobody cares. But if you hurry and get in an accident, well, there goes your career. So, you know, stuff like that, we got to always think about. Well, what else is going on with me here? Let's see. Football season starting. Preseason is kicking off this week. I think they had, you know what, I'll pull it up over here. Actually, probably pull up my phone easier. I got an app for that. It's right here. So I pull it up and it gives you all the schedules for football. I love football. And everybody, oh, you know, political, da, 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 da. I don't care. Okay. Football's a good game. It's a lot of fun. I like, remember that movie Pure Country where George Strait got upset because he stopped singing and nobody cared. Right. Well, it's one of those things where the football player could go out there and he could, I don't know, play good or play like crap. I'll tell you, get off the field if you're not playing good. If you're playing good, come out there and play, you know. And what you're starting to see, and of course, I'm a Cowboys fan, so it's been a long time. And it's so funny that Cowboys could be bad and people still love them. I got friends that every year, oh, this is the year we're going to do it, you know. I mean, there's been several years where I'm like, okay, now they've got some good guys here. I'm excited, right? But, you know, like this year, I'm not excited. Same old, same old. And every year these football fans are out there going, I love it. And it's to the point where they could lose every game and they'll still sell out every game. So it's just like George Strait when he stopped singing and nobody cared. You know, as a football player, why would you care about how you played if they're still going to put you on TV, they're still going to put you, sell out the stadium, they're still buying your jersey, and you're not even playing to the top of your ability? And why would you care? And one of those things where as soon as that player starts falling out of favor, and we do that with the politics and all that, as soon as that player starts standing up, and doing the things that, you know, I don't really care for them to be doing, I just want to move on to the next dancing chicken. Just get on out of there and put somebody else in. You know, I don't care. I don't care what you do. I want to see football. I want to see good football. Okay? When football's bad, I turn it off. That's why I love football. I'll watch anybody. I don't care. There's other people out there I know. My team's playing. I'm watching it. Okay, well, your team's not playing. It's two other teams. I don't care. I'm not watching that. That's crazy. You know, football's awesome. And especially when there's good teams playing each other. You know, I mean, like when Tom Brady was with New England, I hated his guts, man, but I loved watching him play. It was just amazing. You know, Aaron Rodgers, same way, you know, hated his guts, but man, he knows how to play. Brett Favre, same way. You know, a lot of these players, they're like, wow, look at that guy go. Look at them play football. You know, just like all those guys out there used to do that. And you see them out there now. A lot of them now, they just get their money, play it 2 or 3 years, and they don't care about winning. They're done. They take that money and cash out and go home. That's fine. Because, you know, that's where it's gotten to. Nobody cares. People go to football just to be going football. It's a party, you know. Talking about it this year. What are we going to do for football season? You know, Sunday afternoon comes around. Let's get together. We don't care. We don't care who's on TV playing. We're watching football. Football's awesome. So, where's my thing at? Oh, it didn't come in. Hold on a second. schedule. It's not working. To pull it up on here. But yeah. That's all I got going on is football. We're going to do some more riding. We're going to do some riding this weekend if it's not raining. We got more stuff planned. There's this time of year when it starts getting a little cooler down here in Corpus Christi, they do a lot of these charity rides, poker runs, stuff like that. USO does a ride around the bay and a poker run. They do a rockin' ride with the local radio station. I forgot what they're doing, what charity they're raising money for. But anyway, you throw in money and they give out money and they got T-shirts. It's a lot of fun. It's an all-day thing. Got a concert and everything like that. There's Sturgis. Sturgis is going on right now. I know that that's going on. I got friends on Facebook. They're there. Basically what it is I guess, you know, you can hang out and party or you can go on these rides through all those little canyons and back roads and all that. That's pretty cool. I don't know if I ever do that. I mean, you got to be dedicated for that kind of stuff, and I'm just not that dedicated. I'm one of those guys. I'll probably put the bike in the back of the truck and haul up there and get an hour out and say, I rode all the way up here. Those guys. Yeah, right? You know? Oh, man. Last night was a baseball game. They played at the Field of Dreams. I thought that would have been – I tried to find that. It was just out in the middle of nowhere. You know, as a truck driver, it's kind of hard to get to. Let's see here. I don't want to use ESPN, but I guess that's the only one coming up. I guess Google supports them. But, yeah, see, like right now, Detroit and Atlanta are playing. A lot of games tonight. Yep, a lot of games tonight. There were a couple of games last night. And then you got several games tomorrow afternoon. I can't do it that way. There we go. How about that? There we go. So, yeah, there were two games last night, and then there's several going on right now. And then tomorrow. Yeah, see, the Cowboys play at Denver tomorrow evening. And then there's a game Sunday afternoon. It's the Vikings against the Raiders. And that's preseason week one. So yeah, we still got a ways to go to the season. Season probably won't start till sometime September. Yeah, week one is September, what is that, 8th is the first game, 13th. I guess Monday the 13th. Not Tuesday the 13th. Thursday the 8th. That's the first game. First real game of the year. And I think the Cowboys play Tampa again, which was a big deal. Remember that one year, that was the first year that Tampa had Brady, and the Cowboys almost won. They did. They played good. I was excited for them that they played good. So, but not. It didn't. They crazy, man. These players, oh, man, those guys are awesome. Yeah, and these commentators, too. Oh, man, that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing about sports is the guys that talk about the sports, okay? I wish I can get paid that much money to talk about sports, but they don't know nothing. You know, they don't know anything. I want to know, okay, all I want to know is who's starting, who's not, who's playing, who's not, you know. I mean, I guess that's the only thing really I care to know, you know, and maybe like, okay, who's playing better? Give me the stats. You got the stats? Read off the stats. You know, that's it. I don't care about your opinion about who you think should be playing. I don't care. Okay? You know, give me the stats, and I'll make my own opinion based off of that. That's all I care about. You know, it's just like the news, okay? Sports news is give me the stats. Tell me who won. Tell me who lost. Who's playing? Give me the scenarios. You know, hey, that's a good thing about playoffs. Give me the breakdown, break it down, break the scenarios down. If these people win and these people lose, then these people play. But if these people win and these people lose, then these people play. You know, that's always a good thing because we don't know that stuff a lot. You know, all we know is who won, who lost, and who's in, you know, they need help. You know, this team can make the playoffs as long as these other teams lose. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know, That's good to know in comment in sports news. But other than that, I don't care what you think. I don't care what your opinion is. You know, just break it down for that's what I want to know. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. But yeah, they want to give an opinion. Who cares about your opinion? I don't even listen to that stuff because all they want to do is talk about their opinion. This is what I think they should be doing. And I don't know why the Cowboys do all that. Well, I don't know either. But you know what? I'm not in charge of them. So they can do what they want. They own the team. All right? I buy, what, a T-shirt every 5 years? And I ought to have, you know, hey, I don't watch them. If they lose, if they're losing, I turn it off. You know, I don't go to the games. Maybe that's what should happen. Of course, that's what I think should happen is that if your team is losing, why are you going to the games? If your team is not winning, why are you going to the games? That they're going to keep, you know, just like we said before, they're going to keep losing. I said this all the time when they talk about why aren't the Cowboys winning. I said, why do they need to win? They make more money than any other sports franchise in the world, and they're not that good. So why would they need to win? They don't need to win. They just need to be on TV. And they're always on TV. And they're always selling out their games. Why should they be better? Why do they need to be better? They don't need to be better. They make more money. I mean, the teams that win every year don't make as much money as the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys make more money than any other sports franchise in the world. And they're not that good. So just imagine if they were really good, how much money they'd make. But they're not. They don't care. Look at all that money they make. You know, they get a brand new stadium. Why? You know, the Texas Rangers got a brand new stadium. Why? You're not winning. Why do you need a stadium? Win. Kansas City Royals winning can't even get a new stadium. Ain't it? Now everybody's paying me for my opinion. Well, you know, that's my opinions. You know, I don't want to talk about, like, you know, why they're not winning. I don't know. I could care less. It's not my decision. My decisions are, who should I support? I'm going to support people that do good. That's what I'm going to support. And they're entertaining. And that's so you know, hey, you get a player out there and he makes a one-handed catch. Every five catches, it's a one-handed catch. Maybe that's what the draw is. Of course, that's what it is. We all want to see touchdowns. You know, at one point, one time, we were talking about this, about home runs and hitting home runs in baseball. At one time, the Texas Rangers had more home runs than any other team in the major leagues, and they had like the second losingest record in all of baseball. Like, they could not win any games, but they hit more home runs than any other team in baseball that one year. It was the Angels. The Angels were playing the A's maybe last week sometime. They hit a record 8 home runs, I think it was. It was 7 or 8 home runs in one game. One guy hit 2, and all solo home runs, more home runs than any other team in one game, and they lost. They lost 9-8, or whatever it was. It was 7 or 8, but it was 7-8, something like that, but I think it was 8. They hit 8 home runs and lost. So, you know, it's like everybody's like, hey, they may be losing, but hey, look at all them home runs. Home runs don't put trophies on the table. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But, you know, hey, I like to see a team win and win it all. I like it when the guys get together a home plate and they dance up and down. That's what I like. You know, what you see, you know, it's so funny back in Little League. Remember as a kid, we all played Little League sports, and win or lose, you lined up and you went and shook the other team's hand. You know, even in high school, after the game, you know, clock hit zeros, or the baseball game was over, the football game was over. At the end of the game, everybody walked out to the middle, and good game. You watch the professional teams, like, we got a minor league team here. Whoever wins, doesn't matter, the home team or the road team, whoever wins, they're in the middle. You know, baseball is funny because they all walk around, they shake each other's hand, give each other a high five, and the other team is gone. They're just gone, out of the way, you know. And the NFL, everybody's walking around. I actually like it when the NFL ends football games, because you see a lot of them, like the different players that went to the same college, or they're from the same state or whatever, they go and they hug each other. Hey, how you been? How's your mama and all that? You know, it's kind of like they have a family, you know, and all that. That one time it was, I think it was the Longs, Howie Long, or even Watts, J.J. Watts and his A.J. Watts, his brother and all that, they were playing the same game against each other. After the game, they both went, you know, they got it on film, you know, they put the camera there. They're hugging each other, talking back and forth and all that stuff, and everybody's talking to them and everything. And I think that's pretty cool. But a lot of times in baseball, it's like the team that won is in the middle and the other team's like gone, you know. One year, the Texas Rangers were actually in the World Series. They didn't win it, but they were in the World Series. And they lost. And it was so funny because the end of the game, they caught the ball and it was over. And everybody's like screaming, jumping up and down. The Cardinals, they were all screaming, jumping up and down. And you saw two of the Ranger players in the background just kind of like, you know, jogging off the field. I was like, well, that's, you know. And it looked like to me that he didn't really care. He's like, oh, that's it. Ball game's over. Now I'm going to go in my hot tub in Tahiti or, you know, down on the Bahamas because I make a lot of money, so I don't care. You know, that's what it seemed like. But I was rooting for the team to win, and they lost. So maybe that's how I felt, that they, you know, they don't care. They're making all that money. They don't care. Oh, man. Let's see here. But other than that, like I said, we got football starting out. Baseball's getting into playoffs. I follow that a little bit. And then do some riding. A lot of stuff coming around with that. We might get some rain here down in South Texas. So we were talking about that earlier, about keeping your headlights on and everything. And then just, you know, what else is going on? So, So yeah, what do you got going on? So let me know. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Or you're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And following along, subscribing and everything. One of the great sponsors I like to mention here is, which one were we talking about? Oh, yeah, DPF Regeneration. Oh, pull it back up. I'll pull it back up for you here. Right here, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. You can check them out. 800-634-3010 is their phone number. This is the guys they have all of that. If you've got, you know, a particulate filter or EGR cooler or the DEF system and all that stuff where you need parts for that, or you got any kind of problems with any diesel engine and you need some good help with that, these are the guys that do it for you. Now, they even have a deal where you can send them your particulate filter and then they'll clean it in a clean lab and make sure everything's working properly and then send it back to you. But you can see here some of the many brands that they work with. I mean, you got, you know, the Dodge Sprinter trucks, the Fords, the Duramaxes, Donaldsons, Cummins, Marine engines, Volkswagen engines, diesel. These all diesel, Detroit, Fleet Guard, all the different diesel generators, everything. So if you need any kind of diesel engine help, give them a holler. DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call at 800-634-3010. So that's who they are, and appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So yeah, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we're just hanging out. Friday free for all.
I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around in tour. I lost a universal joint, and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am. Back home, we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there. Just dropped a load of salsa.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation.
Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
With Redneckinize Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along on YouTube Live. We're also on there, too. Appreciate everybody doing that. And you can go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. I tell you what, YouTube, I'm still learning, but I tell you what, YouTube has been a lot of fun putting out a lot of information, and especially doing the radio show. We like doing the broadcast on doing Blog Talk Radio and then doing it on YouTube Live, where everybody can see kind of, you know, what we're going through and everything. And I try to do more live events where we can get, you know, stuff out there. I got a device where I can put a dash cam out there on my truck and everything. I didn't want to do like just a regular dash cam where it recorded everything. I kind of wanted to be able to talk during the dash cam where you can actually hear me talk and everything. And so we're still working on stuff like that, trying to get the details worked out to where it's easy to edit and then transfer over and everything. So still doing stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get things going there. It's just, I see a lot of time people putting out dash cam videos, and of course you get wrecks and, you know, crazy stuff like that. But I just want to kind of point out a lot of details of what we see out there on a daily basis. And, you know, how we can see, you can see trucker in the middle, riding in the middle lane, he won't get over. And then one truck will get right on his rear end, but that truck is afraid to get in the left lane because it says no trucks left lane. And then, you know, that you don't want to pass on the right. And of course you can't sometimes because other vehicles are out front or whatever like that. And so, I don't know, just a lot of details I see there, you know, when I'm getting down the road, especially on Interstate 35, it's crazy. But one time I was on during the daytime, I was on Interstate 37. Interstate 37 is between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, and it's just a two-lane road. Two-lane interstate, but it's so busy because in the summertime people are trying to go south to the beach, and everybody's in the left lane because I'm in the right lane doing, you know, 65, 67 miles an hour, and everybody's trying to do 75 or 80, and if I get on somebody that's moving closer like that, then I got to get over, and I'm blocking people. So it's crazy. It's stupid. I don't want to do that, you know, so I always try to look at it as if I'm in the right lane and somebody is coming up on me, passing me, but they're not going to pass me very quickly, then I'll back off of it. And it's really easy because in the truck I drive, the cruise control buttons are on the steering wheel. So I can actually hit the button to back off the cruise control right there without actually reaching to the dash or anything. And I can back it off and let that truck go on and get by me and get around and get over. That way I'm not holding everybody up. But it seems to be that doesn't really happen a lot when I'm trying to pass somebody. So I get so frustrated because it's like, man, just back off a little bit. I'm coming up on you. I'm going to get you. Don't, you know, just back off and let me go, you know. But because I don't like it when somebody's beside me. I don't want to have anybody sitting there beside me for a long period of time. You know, I want to be able for them to get on, get around, and get gone. That way I don't have to constantly worry about if that guy's drifting over to me or if I'm drifting over to him. I don't have to worry about that. So I don't know. What do y'all think? Is that doesn't sound stupid to me. Maybe it does. I don't know. It just seems to me that I want to be able to be in the traffic. You know, I can understand if there's traffic. Yeah, you got to, but if there's no traffic, then why are you around me? Get away from me. There's nobody out here. Get away. Go. It's like, you know, there's three cars on the interstate and two of them are side by side. What are we doing? Let's just back off and let's, you know, get away from each other. Man, oh man. But yeah, so I'm working on trying to get something like that where we can get out there more and show it to people on YouTube, because that's what we want to do on here. Redneck and I's is kind of like a camaraderie of truck drivers where we share a lot of details and ideas about what's going on out there. You know, we talk about tires, we talk about differential, you know, locking differential. We talk about, you know, different kind of freight, tying stuff down, hauling stuff, whatever. And we try to help each other out on that kind of stuff because, you know, somebody may have a different idea how to do things. Somebody says, no, I've never done that before. I don't know. Well, here's what you do. I've done it before. I've done it plenty of times. I've done it hundreds of times, and this is how I do it. And, you know, everybody's got a different idea. And it's kind of like we shouldn't be, like, saying, you know, no, I'm going to do it my way. Well, you know, I always tell people, you know what, that's a really good way of doing it, but I like doing it my way. And it's kind of like, you know, it's not that I'm doing it. I mean, it's getting done. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right. And there might be a different way to do it, but I don't like doing it that way. I like doing it my way. And that's okay with that, you know. But if you're doing it wrong, then you need to be told that you're doing it wrong. We had a driver. He said my steers keep messing up. I got problems with my steer tires. My alignment ain't right. I've gotten my truck aligned like 10 times since I've owned it, and my tires are always messed up. So, you know, then you get in like a little group of truckers that kind of follow the same kind of, you know, you listen to different podcasts about maintenance. You know, when I was over the road, I mean, Kevin Rutherford, that was like one of those deals where I actually joined in and I actually always participated in those roundtable discussions with all the other drivers because they were so, it was just, you know, I might not never have needed some of the knowledge that I learned on there, but it was so cool to listen to the people, the drivers, you know, share that knowledge that they had. So that driver, he kept going through steers and my truck's not aligned right. And they kept getting, you know, misaligned and it's always messed up and all that. And come to find out, it wasn't his alignment at all. It was that he wasn't greasing his truck properly, and you should have seen his fifth wheel. His fifth wheel was completely bone dry, and we walked over there and we're kind of checking things out, like, you know, what's wrong on with this truck? You know, lift the hood, let's look at his steer tires and all that. And one of the guys walked around back and he goes, I know exactly what's wrong. And we all, as soon as he put the flashlight on it and showed him, because it was dark, because we were out there, it was a kind of like during dinner or whatever at the truck show is where it was. And he put his flashlight on the fifth wheel, and it was bone dry, rusted out, orange color and all that. And I said, yep, that's it. That's exactly what's wrong with him. He's got a completely bone dry fifth wheel, which makes the trailer pretty much control his truck. You know, the trailer is the heaviest object on there, right? Okay, so the trailer is going to move where it wants. And the truck is going to have to move with it because the truck is not as heavy as the trailer. So when you've got a bone dry fifth wheel, the truck and trailer cannot move. They can't wiggle efficiently. And the trailer is going to be constantly pushing the truck, you know, wherever you got to go. Whenever the truck is drifting and you correct your steer with a dry fifth wheel, you know, this is just a layman thing. This is kind of like me picturing in my head what's going on. But the truck is fighting with the trailer. The trailer's heavy. And when you've got a fifth wheel bone dry, it's fighting extra hard trying to maintain in the lane because you're steering, you're pulling it so hard because that bone dry fifth wheel can't move. It can't slide. It can't do what it wants to do. And then going down the road when the truck's bouncing, you know, it's fighting with each other and the tires are just kind of shaking. They're vibrating because of that hard jerking going back and forth between that bone dry fifth wheel. The fifth wheel needs to be greased very well so that it can move freely, you know, like anything else. You know, it needs to be able to wiggle and move and just kind of relax up in there. And it's kind of like that trailer needs to sit on that bead of grease just so it can just kind of move around, you know. And it just kind of feel like you're in a, you know, it needs a pillow. And the pillow is the grease where it can move around. And that's basically it. When it's bone dry, it's constantly fighting with each other. And you're creating friction. You're creating heat. You're creating some kind of resistance. And it's bad. It's bad, and especially bad for your steer tires. So that's – and you know what happened? He started greasing his fifth wheel more. and greasing it like way more often probably than he needed to. But guess what? He didn't have any steer tire problems. So what we always say, air is free and grease is cheap. So if you've got a problem, more than likely, you should be able to fix it with one of those two options, especially with tires, you know, or any kind of like, you know, friction or any kind of, you know, any kind of thing like that with the, you know, I mean, there's there that are constantly like having problems with their wheel seals and stuff like that. It's all about the right kind of oil, right kind of grease, that kind of stuff. So yeah. And, yeah, you know, when we get together as drivers, we talk about stuff like that, you know, we talked about recaps the other night, talking about how bad they were for, you know, steer tires and how, you know, the quality, to me, my opinion was they probably were pretty good back in the day, but nowadays, because everybody's buying them, it's kind of like the quality just gone down. Like everybody's like, oh, everybody's buying them. I don't care how they're made now. You know, used to the companies that made recaps were small companies or they were, you know, a small division of a big company and they were really trying to focus on quality. Well, now, hell, I think even China is making recaps and shipping them over here. And you talk about new China tires are not even that good. Talking about recaps made in China or Mexico. Woo, man, that's scary. That's the reason why a lot of these big companies, I don't know if anybody out there ever worked for a big company before, and you take it, you go down to Laredo, used to, the trailers would go across the border, no issues, you know, or they did have issues, and they'd like, what are you going to do? But now, because of all of the big, you know, the lawyers getting involved with it, and you got a lot more of the cross-border stuff going on in the Mexico border, I don't know about Canada, but in Mexico, down Laredo, like Schneider, Swift, J.B. Hunt, they have a yard, okay? Before that trailer crosses the border, of course, most of the time, the driver that is in the United States, they take the trailer to the yard, they drop it, and then a Mexican truck will come pick it up and take it across the border. Before that happens, these places now have started issuing, like they've kept mechanics in these inspection lanes. And they would go through there and fill out this report, and they would inspect the trailer, making sure all the lights worked, making sure all the maintenance was kept up on it, and they would make a report about that, what tires are on it, what kind of lights are on it, you know, everything. Because what happened was the trailers would go across the border, and then they would steal the tires, steal the wheels, steal the brakes. They'd steal the lights. You know, like if sometimes the trailers would come back across the border, and they would only have, you know, there's four wheels that have two tires apiece on them, right? Some of them, they're missing tires. They're missing wheels. They're missing brakes. There's not enough brakes. There's only two sets of brakes. The other two wheels don't have brakes on them because the Mexican, you know, whoever it is down there, they just steal the parts. And a lot of times they take the tires might be on there, but they weren't the tires when it left the yard in Laredo, Texas, going across the border, they had Michelins on there. Come back across, there's some kind of Japanese, Chinese brand or Mexican brand and you're like, you know, is that a big deal? Well, yeah, because when you've got the Department of Transportation saying these tires you can use on the road, these tires you can't use on the road, and the tires you can use on the road are $500 brand new or $800 brand new, and the tires that they're sending back across are, you know, $50 used tires, you know, it's a big deal. So yeah, it's that right there, they started doing that so that the trailers will maintain, you know, the big, just crossing borders getting stolen. So keeping up with all that stuff, it's always a big deal. So, yeah. Oh, man, I don't know what else is going on. I think that's going to be, well, shoot, man, we've got 5 minutes left. Shoot, that's all the time to go to work. So, yeah, be back on Monday. And what was Monday? Monday will be, what, the 15th? Because today's the 12th, 13th, 14th, yep, 15th of August. And there'll be some football in the books, so we'll check up on that, see how that's going. And just continuing on. Like I said, keeping up with everything, how's going on the road and everything. Let's see. Let's back this up. And cool. Check us out. RedneckAndEyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support on that. You can find all the links to our social media accounts, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Appreciate everybody subscribing to the YouTube channel. And also, don't forget to go check out our great sponsors, and that's Load-to-Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. And then the Trucker Tools, you can download it on your Trucker Tools app. And everything's going on with there. I think Robbie wants to say something real quick. What you got, bud?
I'm going to go back out to work Monday. I'm going to drive. I'm going to be a truck driver Monday. Nah, I got to load. I got to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma Wednesday morning. We got an oversized load going down to
That's pretty cool.
Tone, yeah. Texas.
Yep. Going where?
Mentone or something like that, Texas. Not
okay.
All filled up by Odessa.
Yep, it might be raining, so watch out.
Have a good weekend.
You
Enjoy
too,
your ride.
Oh, yeah.
And today I spent changing the oil and fixing my APU, and it's hot out here.
Yes,
it's hot.
It is. Yep. And I think, let's see. I thought I saw, yeah, the Cardinals play. They just started. They're in the first quarter. They're playing the band.
Yeah, I was my truck's at my mom and dad's, and I went in and said bye to them, and the game was just coming on. And I'm not into football like you are. My sport is four wheels.
Yeah, that's you know, but that's the other thing too is that you see, like in NASCAR, there's so many drivers out there that just they're not that good, but people love them. Like Bubba Wallace is a terrible driver, but he is like the most famous driver.
Oh,
yeah. And it's crazy.
He's the only black driver in NASCAR. I really don't follow NASCAR too much. It's more dirt track racing, sprint car racing.
Yeah.
Your weekly racing, and for a truck driver, you know, finding dirt tracks, it's the cheapest entertainment for 3-4 hours.
You know
it
what?
Beats a lot better than going to a movie.
You're right about that. They're always going on. And sometimes going down the highway on a Friday night, if you go down the highway, you can see about 3 or 4 of them within like a couple of hours of driving. You'll pass by like 3 or 4 different tracks right there on the side of the road.
there's a track that I actually like going to. It's in Shreveport, Louisiana. And there is actually a Loves and a Pilot or a Flying J. You'll go across the highway, go north out across the highway to the first road. It's like a little skinny road. It does say no trucks down it, but I go down it. But it might be 2 miles the whole trip going to the racetrack, then you go back to your truck.
I got you.
And you're normally back at your... I'm normally back at my truck at that track. I've been there twice. It's called Boot Hill Speedway in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Awesome.
Or it's actually called Greenwood, but I'm in the truck, showered and everything by midnight.
There you go. Pretty cool.
And then I didn't know this until a couple of years ago in Memphis, Arkansas. There's not one too far from the truck stop.
That's
right
awesome.
Around the corner. So it's just a matter of... Googling a little bit.
And there you go.
I bet you I've been to, I'm going to say about a dozen, maybe 2 dozen racetracks. Just, all right, what's going on Saturday night, Friday night? Indians all over the place, too. Ohio.
It's just
a matter of trying to find them.
Exactly. Yep. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot all about that because like you said, you see them, and they're not that hard to find, really, and it's a lot of times they got truck parking.
Yeah, and normally, like, the tracks back east, midwest, and there's a grip of them. It's just a matter of, right, try to find, you know, even if you find a Walmart. But I like to shower after the racetrack because of the little bit of dust and, you know, get cleaned up after the races. But
that's me, too. Go to a baseball game, and you're hot and sweaty and everything anyway. So
yeah, exactly. It's an outdoor event, and they really didn't shut down too much for COVID, but. There were limited for seating, or some tracks did shut down because of cities and counties and whatnot. But
exactly,
you know, exactly. That way you're helping out the local people, you know, instead of the big wigs that make millions and millions of dollars.
There you go.
I really don't care for.
Yeah.
I would say major league sports, you know, where they're making millions and millions.
Yep. I agree. Cool deal, man.
It's about that time. About that time to shut her down, huh?
Yeah, get to work. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done for the week.
Go play on the Interstate 35, so.
Good luck on that one.
Right. All right, bud.
All right. Yeah, I was just chiming in to say have a good weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you next week or so.
Sounds good, bud. I appreciate it. Yeah, you have a good weekend, too.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Yep.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Cool deal. All right, yeah, that's good. So, yeah, go check it out. Like I said, you can find everything out there sitting around where, you know, whatever city you get in. Maybe even if you know you're going to be heading there, maybe you got some time to kill, especially on a weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, you know, whatever you like to do. You know, go to the movies, go to a ball game, go to a race, check it out. I went to an actual NASCAR race because I picked up a load in Fort Worth, and I actually made it up there to that Quick Trip right there by the Motor Speedway, and woke up the next morning. The traffic was bad. They're about to have a race. I said, "When? I got time to kill. Let's go check out the race." You never know. So go check it out. Like I said, we got everything going on here. RedneckAndEyes.com, where you got all the social media accounts. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel and all of our great sponsors. That's DPF Regeneration at DPFRegeneration.com, Load to Ride Transportation at LTRTransportation.com, and then the Trucker Tools app, download from your app store. It's whether you've got an Android or an iPhone, you can go to the app store, you can get Trucker Tools, or check them out at TruckerTools.com. We appreciate all their support. So, yeah, go check that out. Until next time, you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at RedneckAndEyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.